Hey y'all, it's Brother Gary, Hands Across Borders Devotional. Remember, I'm down here in Mexico, and you're liable to hear anything. So we're sitting outside right now. It's about 84 degrees. Hope you're having a great day. We're continuing on through the Gospel of John, and we're in John chapter 14. What a great chapter this is. I want you to stay with me now. Verse number one, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Remember, Jesus has just told his disciples that he's going somewhere they can't go. He's getting ready to go to the cross. Peter says, no, I'll lay down my life for you. He's all emotional. His whole relationship is built on emotions. And Jesus tells him, hey, last verse 38 of chapter 13, he tells him, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me three times. That would be a troubling thing. They'd walked with him day and night for some 3 years, and now he's telling them he's going somewhere they can't go, and they've built this love for him. And he begins to tell them this, listen, don't let your heart be troubled. That word troubled there, he's using it as disturbed or agitated, afflicted, annoyed. And oftentimes you and I, as we're trying to serve the Lord, we get troubled, don't we? We get troubled from every side, it seems like. But Jesus gives them a command almost, and it's a great prescription to you and I when trouble comes, and we do get troubled. And here it is. You believe in God, believe also in me. You believe in the Father, he says, believe also in me. And that word believe is using it such a way to have faith in, to entrust, to commit. And the thing to do when we're troubled is to hunker down and commit to Christ even more of our life and our situation. Jesus goes on to say this as he continues to help him. Listen, just commit whatever's going on in your life to me. Have faith in me and trust me enough to take care of this thing. Because in my Father's house are many mansions. He's saying, listen, where I'm going, if you'll just believe me, there's enough place for you and I to go there together. There's enough spaces for every believer through the hands of time. And he goes on to say this, I would have told you if it weren't so. Right now, I'm going to prepare a place for you. You know, that's two-phased. The way he was preparing the place was going to the cross so you and I could have a home in heaven with him one day. Then he's going to prepare that place for you and I to dwell with him for all eternity. See, oftentimes in our daily lives, we are troubled and we don't know what to do. Sometimes we get overwhelmed. And the key is this, just commit that to Christ and trust it to him. Have faith in him and believe that he'll take care of it. And one day he'll ultimately take care of it because we'll dwell with him for all eternity. What are you dealing with today that you have to entrust the Lord with? Maybe you're trying to hold on to something that it'd just be best just to surrender it to the Lord, and he'll take care of it for you. Will you just entrust it to him today? May the Lord bless you.